Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 boys basketball program in Steve Wells. Last week, it was the long-delayed conference tournament semifinals and finals for the HDC teams. They were supposed to play the semifinals on Tuesday. They got delayed all the way to Friday, and they had eight trophy games on Saturday. But credit to the folks over in Galt. They got everything in, so we have results from those 2 days. And we'll look back at those results here and look forward at a busy week, although tonight has been canceled for Grundy R5 down at Tyne Avalon. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tom.
How beneficial was it for your guys to get some game time in Friday and Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really was. You didn't want to be going any longer than that and then trying to come back this week and try to play some meaningful games if we get them played. And then going into the district Saturday, you need some rep time under your belt.
Winston got you on Friday night, 74-41. If you compare the two scores, it looks like second time around against Winston, you scored a little bit more. Is a little bit more competitive. Was it improvement against Redbirds, Coach?
Oh yeah, I think it definitely was. At halftime, we were down 12, and I think we got their attention. And in the second half, they came out and they played exceptionally well, I thought. And we just couldn't keep up with them, but we tried.
Winston's ranked number two in the state, and I know that you follow a lot of teams in the state and kind of know what's going on with Class 1 basketball. How good are Winston's chances of making a long run in March, Coach?
I think it's going to be pretty good because I think the one thing that they can do is they can really guard you, and they have exceptional quickness. Those two things will really come into play. Plus, I think the third thing, which is a very important thing, is those kids really play well together. They're not bound by any sort of set offense where they've got to go A to B to C. They play well together.
It was a difficult loss, certainly on your home floor to North Harrison. Very good ball game on Saturday night, but you ended up on the wrong side of 1 point game, Coach. Nobody likes to lose by 1 point, but obviously you have to do some things well to be in that game. What did you do well against the Shamrocks?
We attacked them. We really did. That was our focus from the word go, was to try to stay on a constant attack basis against them, be it in offense, be it in our half-court defense, or later in the game, we got after them full court and created some opportunities for ourselves. It was a great ball game. Our kids played their hearts out. We had a chance to win in the last few seconds. Took the ball to the basket, but didn't get the whistle. That's kind of how it goes. And we came up a point short, but we certainly gave a great accounting of ourselves. And like I said, the kids played their hearts out. I felt really bad for them because they worked so hard to just come up 1 point short. That really hurts.
We talk all the time about, you know, coaches, and this is a great attitude to have as a coach, where you tell the guys, you know, I'll get after you sometimes, but all I ask of you at the end of the day is just try to win the game to your best of your ability and fight hard. It sounds like they did that for you Saturday.
They certainly did. I mean, there were times that I had to they were starting to hang their heads a little bit when we got down a little bit. But they came back to their credit, and they played. They gave themselves every opportunity to win. We just couldn't get some key shots to go down. But we certainly did play hard, and we acquitted ourselves very well.
Did you see any examples from your team anyway of rust and just not a lot of practice time, not a lot of gym time over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I did against Winston. We really turned the ball over a little bit more than I wanted to. Than I would have liked to. Especially unforced errors. Now they're quick and they'll get out and they'll force you to make some mistakes. But the Winston game, we had a lot of unforced errors. Now we didn't see that as much against North Harrison, but maybe, you know, you might think so because we did turn the ball over, but we were constantly attacking, and we made some mistakes, but we were going after them, keeping them on their heels for a lot of the game, and, that's just how it was. But I felt like Friday night was the game that we showed the rust in. We didn't show as much rust Saturday.
As far as your team goes, Coach, if I look at your scores, where I see the most improvement is – You're not giving up as many 70, 75, 80-point games. Your defense looks to me like, and especially in holding North Harrison to just 46, your defense has improved a lot in February.
Yes, it has. We our zone has really gotten aggressive. I've got some kids that got some real good ability, especially all four of them that play on the perimeter in the T3 zone, really have a good opportunity when they're playing aggressively to be able to create a lot of to create some turnovers, create havoc with the other team. We don't play our 2-3 quite the same way everybody else does. We're a little bit more aggressive with it in nature. And so when we do that, we certainly play a lot better defense.
Tri-County tomorrow night, Coach, a Tri-County team that is, they're definitely youthful this year. But I said this about Tri-County. If you go back to Holiday Hoops, I was kind of impressed by what I saw from Tri-County. I thought they had some good moments over at the Holiday Hoops event about 6 weeks ago. And I think they're dangerous enough that they're one of those teams that doesn't have the record that teams would like to have, but I think they're dangerous in a lot of ways.
You got to respect everybody you play, regardless of what their record is. There's a reason why their record is the way it is, one way or the other. But you got to respect everybody. I mean, our record is not exactly great, but we played an awfully tough schedule, and I'm sure they've played at a very tough schedule also. So they're a team that you can't disrespect. You got to take them seriously, because if you don't, that's when they can jump up and bite you. A team can.
Who are the seniors against Meadville on Thursday that will be honored for senior night, Coach?
Wayne Baxter is our only senior this year, so we'll try to send him out with a positive note.
And Meadville's ranked in state, very good team as they usually have this year. I saw them play and get a very good victory against good Richmond team at Holiday Hoops. I don't know if you were there or scouted them, Coach, but I'm sure you've probably run into Meadville a time or two this year. What impressions about the Eagles?
Oh, they're just a very good basketball team. They do so many things really well. I mean, to be a good basketball team, you've got to do a lot of things well. You just can't rely upon one aspect of your game, because if you don't have that on a given night, you got to find a way to win. And when you can do a lot of things well, you can rely upon different aspects of your game to play well. They're sound. They really are. And we'll have our hands full, but we're going to come out and just play just like we did against North Harrison and just try to attack them, and we'll take our chances.
On Saturday, Grundy R5 down at Linn County, they're going to play Green City, opening the postseason. The Panthers are the 6th seed. The Gophers are the 3 seed. If you want to beat Green City, Coach, you got to find a way to slow down Devin Fields, and that's easier said than done. But if you come out and you play the way you've played over the last week and a half, I like your chances against Green City, at least to being in that game third quarter, fourth quarter. I'm sure you're looking at it the same way. It's a tough matchup, but if you play hard and you play your game, we'll see what happens, right?
Exactly. I mean, to be able to stop the older Fields boy is going to be a real challenge. I'm not for sure anybody really has done that. He plays so hard, and everything runs through him. But where we've got some advantages is the fact that right now we're playing well on the defensive end of the floor. I think we can disrupt some stuff possibly before the ball gets to Devin in a lot of situations. So we're going to go out there, and like I said, we'll do the same thing we did against North Harrison. We're going to try and do it against Tri-County and Meadville and Green Cities. We're just going to try to stay in a constant attack mode, go, 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 and try to get some easy baskets for ourselves or easy basket opportunities, and try to create a lot of havoc defensively and see where that takes us.
That is Class 1 District 12 gets underway Saturday from Purdon. Grundy R5, Green City Boys at 1:45. Winner plays at 7:15 on Tuesday night, February the 19th. More than likely against Linn County. Linn County's the 2, hosting Newtown Harris on Saturday night. Championship game is going to be Friday, February 22nd at 6 o'clock in the evening. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you more about districts and your game against Green City next Monday.
All right. Thank you, Tom.